Tis the season. Dangerous neighborhood drive-by shooting. Santa was shot. Luckily, inflatable Santa. Oh, rest assured, Santa will be there Christmas.
If you're on the nice list.
If you're on the nice list. If you're naughty, forget it.
Me and my wife were sitting on the couch watching TV and heard kind of like a small bang or whatever. So she asked me to take a look, and when I looked out the front door, we saw that the inflatable had fallen over. I went back and looked at our home security camera, and it actually showed a vehicle turn around in the court and a sound that sounded like a firearm shoot it, and as soon as that noise went off, the inflatable fell down.
What's wrong with people?
That's if that's a real gun that somebody shot off.
What a Scrooge.
Maybe it was like a BB gun, one of them pump up
I
BB
hope
guns.
So.
I don't care. You're shooting somebody else's property.
It's better than a bullet, though.
Well,
who knows where that bullet's ending up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I do have, we can maybe do this another day. I do have one inflatable in my yard.
Loser. I have five.
She has five.
I know.
I just have Santa, which I think is a little more on the classy side of things. But
whatever. You need more. You can't just have
more.
One.
Do you have
extra
ones?
Five?
Do you have an extra one?
I want, do have one we didn't put up this year. It was our very first inflatable, and I think it's the one that has like a little elf and then a house
and
a reindeer.
Or can I use it?
Yeah, I got to find out why Ben didn't put it up.
May it's been shot by somebody.
Or it got a hole or something. I don't know. Okay.
If it's usable, because I only have one, I feel like it's not balanced in my yard. I'd like to have some symmetry.
Yeah, you can't just have one.
Josie had like 20 of them.
I think she still does.
Yeah.
I have seven.
Do you?
Oh my gosh.
You win.
Yeah, I have seven currently.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are they?
I have the Grinch and Max. I have...
What is Mac?
Oh, the dog.
The dog.
Yeah, yeah. I have Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
Okay.
I have...
I'm out on that.
...a candy cane arch, and on one side it's got a tree and Santa. On the other side, it's a reindeer and a snowman.
I like that.
Okay.
I have a big Santa Claus that has a digital countdown to Christmas.
Wow!
Then somebody gave us an inflatable dinosaur that holds a present, so we've got that up.
Okay.
Junk up people's yards. More.
Don't
Jason.
Judge. Yeah.
That's why you don't live in a neighborhood with an HOA, Jason.
Yeah. I don't want, you can have one. I don't want them in the neighborhood.
Why?
I don't like inflatables. They should be banned.
They should not. They bring children happiness.
You can bring them happiness without blowing up everything.
Well, no. Jason, multiple families have told us their kids are in love with our kids.
Yes.
No, kids love it. I think when your kids are a certain age, then you have a pass on inflatables.
100%.
Well, you could
Josie's age, you're getting a little too old.
You're getting a little too old.
The inflatables are for Josie.
Oh.
They make her happy.
A little too old. But I think at a certain age, it's okay. Then, if you have teenagers or something, it's like, what are you doing?
They become embarrassed of everything.
Well, yeah, everything.
Yeah. But when you have them when they're little, it's like the magic of Christmas. I'm trying to find the pictures of ours. We have a unicorn. I know we have a magical unicorn.
They make some classy Santas and stuff that aren't blow-ups.
They're so expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take a picture of mine so we can post it. I'll take one tonight.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then I have like the deer that light up, but they're not inflatables.
Where do you even buy those?
I think it's kind of Target? Walmart. Okay. Walmart, I think.
I always think they look pretty like at night, but during the day.
The good ones?
Yeah,
the good ones.
Well, Jason's are like four times the size of mine and probably four times the cost.
But I will tell you, Costco's has, they had the classy, like some of the, I'm like, wow.
The classiest deer?
Yes. Yeah. Just decorations. I mean, a lot of them are gone now, but.
And then doesn't shop local.
Guess not.
Well, because they're so nice if they had them local.
Did I say Walmart? I mean, I went to Wally's, the local
Wally's
reindeer.
World. Yeah, Wally World.
The reindeer Target, dude.
I did, didn't I? No. I think at a certain point, and then I have like the projector. I go back and forth on that. The problem is the cul-de-sac I live in has a lamp post. It's like Harry Potter world.
Oh.
And it's so you can't even see the projector because there's too much light, which obviously you want that in your neighborhood, but it's almost.
That's the lazy way out.
It's a cop thing. It is.
I think people just do the projector. Yeah. I mean, I have a million things, but I think that is a lazy way out.
Yeah, because it's not really a decoration.
No.
No.
Some are cool, but I had one that. Last year, I bought one that's supposed to sync to music.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
But it did not work correctly.
Does the music come out of the little box?
It comes out
the projector
box.
Okay.
So in your yard, and you could it did work, but it claimed you can put, like, you could stream stuff. So I would put any song through there. Like, I'd do, like, Ariana Grande's Positions or whatever. And it wasn't, blinking. Like, with the stuff, I'm like, okay, that's a lie. They said it's supposed to sync with any song. No, it does not.
It doesn't.
And I took it back. I said, take this back, please.
We did icicle lights for the very first time this year. And normally, I'm against them. I like them.
A lot of things are coming back.
Yeah.
Even the big, colorful bulbs.
We have those.
I love those.
Those are out for years.
Those are the best.
Have you guys watched Oh, we just watched it the other night. It's the ultimate Christmas lights battle.
I saw the preview for it. It's insane.
It's insane. One family used 400 drones.
Oh my God.
400. Wow. That set off. I mean, they were like very nerdy and very into the tech world.
Right.
They programmed them, created their own light show, the whole thing. And then the guy, the host of the show, goes and he's like, can we just see all the drones? And they're like, yeah. So they take him to the backyard and he's standing in the middle when they shoot off all, or they send them up into the sky. It looked like an alien invasion. It was crazy. But the things that they could do were seen up to 5 miles away.
They have huge light shows now with drones.
You need to watch that show.
The LED was like the craziest invention if you think about it. And it's these tiny little lights that use no energy with huge payoff, basically. And now they put them on drones and they have it. It's unbelievable. I used to be into Christmas lights my whole life.
Oh.
When I was younger, I did my dad, who owned a pharmacy, would get them. And I would always get the leftovers and stuff like that. So we had so many of it. It was featured on the news once. And he says to this day, he still goes out there and finds a strand of lights or two from years ago. That's how many I had.
Because they're everywhere.
So you don't do them anymore?
I do.
Like the white lights?
Well.
Or clear?
This year I debated because typically, I don't want to go trashy here.
It's not trashy.
I know.
Not trashy.
No. Well,
do you know, as a matter of fact,
inflatables to me.
No, there was a huge report that was just out that said, gone are the days of the silver and gold and white. We want tinsel.
Yeah.
We want colored lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We
want some joy in my life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a big shift. Like, I go colored, I'm like, oh, don't like it. Then I go shift, I'm like white, I'm like 90s. So I'm like, But anyway, so what you started doing was I would do like all white and then a red bush. All white, one red bush. Like it was just a red.
I've done that before.
And
okay.
White. But then I changed it up and we just did completely all white. Now I did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no inflatables.
And did you do them yourself or did you hire somebody? White.
Well, this year.
Because they have companies.
This year I ripped out my big bushes in the front. So I'm like, oh my gosh, there's not enough presentation.
What will I do?
Yes. So I said, I have to do something. So I have a ton of lights. So I took all the lights and did all the bottom of the house area myself. And then I paid a company to do this, like the outline of the top roof, because I couldn't get up there.
Put
and die.
Them at risk.
How much was that?
I don't know exactly.
That's when you know you have a lot of money, when you don't know what you're paying.
I can tell you how much everything
costs that I buy.
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe it's just I don't want to tell you.
You could put in.
I already looked up. It's like $500.
You could put in the hole of the bushes. You could put an inflatable in there.
It would
fit in very nicely.
No, there's new bushes. They're just too small.
You get inflatable bushes.
Yeah.
Get inflatable bushes.
Yeah. Inflatable Trump.
Yeah.
2024. Oh, you're so excited.
The HOA would. Maybe they would in your hood. I don't know.
I think most would in his neighborhood.
What?
No, I got. Why most. You say that? I've got three.
Well, then do Biden too. Do both.
Liberals down the street. And then. And they're the ones that think I put a Trump sign in front of their Biden sign one year. I'm like, no, it wasn't me.
You want to hear about somebody's inflatables being shot, I wouldn't put any of that in your house.
I know. Yeah. You go to Jason's house and it's like all the former Republican presidents. Is that Ronnie Reagan? Like, he goes old school.